जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासरि गौर भक्तवृन्द जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासरि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण हरे Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Hare. Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Jaya. Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan. Nitai Gora Hare Bo, Hare Bo, Hare Bo, Gora Hare Bo. Shiguru Nitai Go, Giriraj, Radha Gopinath Ju, Premanandi, Hadi Hadi Bo. Gurave Gurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Sasanatana Rupaka Gopala Raghunathapta Brajabalabhapahimam Namakrishnaya Ramaya Vasudeva Sutaya Cha Pradyumnayani Rudhaya Satvatam Pataye Namaha Vancha Kalpadarubhischa Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Brin Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So yesterday we were speaking something about how Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda and the other Brijbasis arrived at Kaliya Daha, the lake of Kaliya, and they were very horrified to see Krishna in the middle of the lake in the coils of the Kaliya serpent, unable to take their gaze off that horrible sight. They asked the cowherd boys who were there, what happened? Did Kaliya capture Krishna and pull him down from the bank? Did Krishna jump in by himself? Whose idea was this anyway? And the cowherd boys were quiet. And they looked and saw that they were all laying on the ground, unconscious, as far as they could see, dead. And Jiva Goswami says, at that time, Nanda Maharaj and the other Brijbasis entered into a state of shock and panic. Kavi Karnapur, in Ananda Vrindavan Champu, he says that when the Brijbasis saw Krishna's situation, their hearts burned like a person who's afflicted by poison. And all the women who were there fell down on the ground like creepers that had been thrown by a high wind, and all the men toppled like high trees. In all the different directions, all the Brijbasis were sprawled around the Kaliya Lake. And the Nanda Maharaj cried out in a choked voice with tears, "Oh, my darling son, why have you done this? Oh, dearest of all, please come back to us." Mother Yashoda fainted, and the elderly gopis collapsed on the ground next to her. Yesterday we heard a nice story from a very special devotee, a disciple Srila Prabhupada, Mother Sumati. And it's a very appropriate thing to remember at this time. She would join the Boston Temple sometime in the early 70s. In 71 or 72, she sold a Krishna book to some person at a university in that area. And that young man happened to be a communications major, and he was in charge of the local college radio station. And so when he started reading Krishna book, he got really excited. He said, we should make a drama out of this, a radio drama. So
Satsarup Maharaj started writing scripts for it, and his voice was the voice of Krishna. Mother Sumati's voice was the voice of Yashoda. And Sahotra Maharaj, his voice was the demons. And Braj, he has a very good voice for that. And they did a number of different dramas. And someone, they recorded those, and someone sent them to Srila Prabhupada. At that time, I think she said Prabhupada was in Miami Beach, Florida. And Prabhupada was listening to the tapes, and he liked them very much. And then one day they were playing the story of Kaliyadamana. And in the radio drama, as they were going, they were enacting this thing, and all the bridge bossies arrived on the bank of the Jamuna. And when Mother Yashoda saw Krishna's condition, she began to scream at the top of her voice. Mother Sumati was doing this. She was playing Krishna, and she was just screaming, "Krishna, Krishna," like this. And when Srila Prabhupada heard that, he told him, "Turn off the tape." And Prabhupada said, "Whose voice is this?" And he said, "Oh, Prabhupada, it's Mother Sumati." And Prabhupada told him, he said, "You should tell her she should always chant like this." A very wonderful instruction. So, this is Kaliyadhamana Leela, that we should learn to always chant like this. Because we want to establish Vrindavan villages all over the world. We want to establish Vrindavan in our heart. And it's described by Krishna to Arjuna in the Adi Purana, "Gatva cha mama namani, rudanti mama sanido, te shamaham parikrito, nanya krito janardana." We like to quote this verse. Krishna says that I don't belong to the Christians. I don't belong to the Muslims. I don't belong to the Hindus. We don't want to shock anyone. He says, but I don't belong to the Hare Krishnas either. Nanyat krita janardana. He said, the only persons that I belong to are gatvacha mama namani rudanti mama sanido. Those persons who chant my names and cry. And that's the purpose of our movement. Sometimes we think crying is a very big thing. Well, there's two stages of crying. The beginning of our spiritual life is called atmakrandana, the crying of the soul. When we're hankering for something real and we're tired of all the tinsel of this material world, we begin to cry out for Krishna. And Prabhupada described in the recording he made explaining the Maha Mantra, one of the earliest lectures from Srila Prabhupada, he said that this cry is exactly like a cry of a child. This chanting is exactly like a cry of a child for the mother. In a Nectar Devotion, Prabhupada says that one should learn the simple art of crying for Krishna. This kind of crying is not the Asta Satvikara Bhav crying. That's another thing. But this crying is the beginning of our spiritual life. Because when we cry like that, Krishna is in our heart and knows everything. Then he reciprocates. And he sends Sadhu Guru. So, Kavi Karnapur, Sanatan Goswami describes that the gopis were also present there at that place. And they were following along everyone else to the Jamuna to see what had happened to Krishna. And on the way to the lake, the gopis were repeatedly fainting just at the thought of Krishna's distress. And because they kept fainting on the way, the gopis were the last ones to arrive there. And when the gopis arrived, their hair was all scattered, their bangles and other ornaments were broken because they kept falling down on the ground, and their bangles had scratched their arms. When the gopis arrived there, they tried to enter into the Jamuna. Sanatana Goswami says, as if to join Krishna. He says, but the real purpose was to drown themselves. And Sanatana Goswami, in his Digdarshini Tika, he raises a question that these gopis, they're worshipped by the wisest scholars in all of creation. So how can these gopis be ignorant of Krishna's supreme power? And Sanatana Goswami answers that question. He says that their minds were distracted by sorrow. They couldn't bear to be separated from Krishna for even a moment. Kavi Karnapur says that when the gopis first arrived, they could neither cry nor they could lament. They were just staring, seeing Krishna in the coils of Kaliya with their eyes glittering with love. And then, as if on cue, all of them suddenly began to wail together and cry. And that piteous sound of the gopis crying pervaded all the atmosphere, all over Braj. And then they began to cry. And their tears muddied the bank of the Jamuna. So it said that Balaram arrived around that time, and Mother Yashoda was falling unconscious and becoming conscious. And seeing Krishna's plight, Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj and the other Brijbasis tried to run into the Jamuna to be with Krishna. And Balaram, Sanatana Goswami says, previously it took all of his mental strength to keep Rohini back in the house, but this time it took all of his physical strength to hold Nanda and Yashoda and the different Brijbasis back. In his Vaishnava Toshini, Sanatana Goswami, in his commentary in the Bhagavatam, Vaishnava Toshini Tika means that commentary which brings pleasure or delight to the Vaishnavas. He says that everyone was indiscriminately trying to enter into Kaliya's lake, and Balaram restrained all of them. The 22nd verse of the 16th chapter of the 10th canto uses the word Bhagavan, that Balaram was the Supreme Lord, to answer this question. How was it that he could hold everyone back? And Sanatana Goswami explains that some of them he checked verbally. He told them, don't worry. Who is this Kaliya? He's just some insignificant little water snake. Krishna can easily defeat him. Don't you remember? Gargamuni, he said that Krishna would be attacked by so many demons, but he would always defeat them. And other persons he had to check with physical force. And others he checked them by his reassuring glance. And Sanatana Goswami says, because Balaram stopped them, all the Brijbasis fell down unconscious. They had kind of a mental breakdown because their whole consciousness was wanting to be there with Krishna, and being stopped from going to join him, they simply fell down unconscious. At that time, seeing everyone laying unconscious on the ground as if they were dead, Balaram became overwhelmed with sorrow. And in a voice choked with emotion, at that time Balaram called out to Krishna. Itena vaikunta nibasi parshada novanarastaina chayadavapi goloka loka bhavareka jivana nasyancha sakya bhagavan mayavitum. Balaram told Krishna, hey Krishna, itena vaikunta nibasi parshada, these aren't your attendants who live with you in Vaikuntha. No vanarasthena chayadavapi. These are not the monkeys who assisted in your pastimes in Treta Yuga when you came as Ramachandra. These are not the Yadavas who live with you in Dwarka. Goloka Loka, these are your family members in Golok. Bhavad Eka Jivana, you're their only life. And now, Nasyamcha Sakya Bhagavan Maitvam, they're dying. And there's nothing I can do to save them. And Balaram told them, Pranadi yuktana bhavanti yavat tavadino dam karuna tvajaitam krishnanu yatta goshta jainaka bhando gandasi shokam midula sabhavaha. Said, my dear Krishna, midula swabhav, you have a very gentle nature. Pranay vriyukta nabhavandi yavat, you have to give up this game before your devotees die. My dear Krishna, you're the only friend of these cowherds. If you don't stop this game right now, then your gentle heart will come to grief, because all of them will die. So the 16th chapter of the Bhagavatam describes at that time, in the 23rd verse, Itam swagokulam anan, Itam swagokulam ananyagatim niraksya, Sastri kumaramati dukkitam atmaheto, Agyaya marcha padavim anuvartamana, Stitva muhurtam udistad, Uranga bhandat. That Krishna remained within the coils of Kaliya for one muhurta, for 48 minutes, imitating the behavior of an ordinary mortal. But when Krishna saw the condition of the Brijbasis, when he heard the words of Balaram, when he saw that they were in acute distress because of their love for him, and the Bhagavatam describes, Swagokulam ananyagatim, that he was the only goal and shelter of the residents of Gokul. Then Krishna immediately rose up from the bonds of the Kaliya serpent. And Sanatan Goswami, he says that Krishna stood up and he cast a very loving smile on the Brijbasis who were standing there. Sanatana Goswami says an interesting thing too at this point in the Bhagavatam. He says that Sukadev Goswami didn't describe the reaction of more of the Brijbasis because it was too painful for Sukadev Goswami to speak about it. So we hear more things from Jiva Goswami and Sanatana Goswami and others. So, Sanatan Goswami, he comments, he says that Krishna released himself from Kali on the basis of his inability to tolerate the distress of others. And he says a very interesting thing. He says that when you meet someone, a friend, then you embrace that person. But if you have special affection for that person, then you embrace him for a long time. You may be sitting down and embracing them, and you don't stop embracing them, and you don't get up for some time. And Sanatana Goswami, he says that this was Krishna's condition because of the affection of Kaliya. And Sanatana Goswami is the only acharya, as we mentioned the other day, who speaks like this. And again, he's mentioning the same thing. He says that Krishna became stunned in the embrace of Kaliya, accepting it as if it were a loving embrace. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his Saratha Darshani, he says that when Krishna saw that the Brijbasis had no other goal or shelter than him, Ananyagatim, and he could fully understand their sorrow, then at that time, Krishna spoke to Kaliya. And Krishna said to him, listen, Kaliya, you've shown me enough of your strength. Now, I'll show you a little bit of mine, even though I'm just a young cowherd boy. And then Krishna broke free from Kaliya, and he stood up. And as we said, at that time, he cast a very blissful smile at the Brijbasis. So the Bhagavatam describes that Kaliya his body was tormented by Krishna's expanding body, and then Kaliya released him. And at that time, Kaliya was very, very angry, and he raised his hoods. And the 24th verse describes that Kaliya was breathing very heavily and just staring at the Lord. And again, Sanatana Goswami, in his Vaishnava Toshani Tika, he describes a similar thing. He says that Kaliya was angry out of affection, and because of the Lord's beauty, he was simply staring at him. Sanatana Goswami gives a very unusual commentary, which is different from Sridhar Swami's commentary and Vishwanath and other acharyas. Then the next verse describes, Kridan amum parishasa yata kagendro. At that time, Krishna playfully began to circle around Kaliya. And Kaliya started moving his heads, looking for some way that he could attack Krishna. And whatever direction Kali would move, Krishna would move in the opposite direction. It's a very interesting point the Bhagavatam makes. Evam paribrahma hatojasam. And it's said that because of that movement of Krishna, because he was always going in the opposite direction to Kaliya and circling around Kaliya, Kaliya lost all of his strength. We have some thoughts that we'd like to share with you on this point. First of all, Balaram is mentioned in several places in this pastime. First of all, he's mentioned, as we said in the first day, Hina Ramena. The Bhagavatam says that without Balaram, Krishna went. And all the different Puranas and literatures describing his pastime make that point. Secondly, Balaram has a very prominent place in this pastime because it was Balaram who held back all the Brijbasis from joining Krishna in that Kali Radha. The third activity of Balaram, which was very significant, is that it was Balaram who called out to Krishna and made Krishna give up his being embraced by Kaliya. So we would suggest that there is some significance to this fact. Because Kaliya, as we mentioned yesterday, Kaliya means Kaliya iti kala iya. Means that person who belongs, iya, to Kala. And Kala means black, Kala means night, Kala means iron. Kala also means criticism and defamation, malice. And Thakur Bhaktivinod says it's this malice which poisoned the Jamuna. It's this malice, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says in one article on his pastime, that his envy of the devotees which killed the Brijbasis. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that this naimittic leela of Krishna defeating Kaliya represents an obstacle in our devotion. This is something that will come up in our own bhajan. Either Kaliya Radha, or Riddhi, in our own heart, this envy will be there, keeping us from entering into Vrindavan. Or it may arise in our little Vrindavan villages with the devotees. This malice and anger toward the Vaishnavas may arise. So from the Bhagavatam, we can understand that Balaram was Adi Guru. He holds the devotees back. You don't try to enter into this thing. Meaning, don't try to fight with Kaliya. If you try to enter into the Jamuna here, what will happen? You'll die. So what is our qualification? The word adhikar means qualification. It doesn't mean that you've attained something, although we use it in that connotation sometimes. Thakur Bhaktivinoda, he says that we should all become uttama adhikari. We should all have the topmost qualification. And what is that? Rupa Goswami describes in Upadeshamrita, Nindari Shunyaridam Ipsita Sangalabhya. Ipsita Sangalabhya, I want the association of someone who is Nindari Shunyaridha, whose heart is completely free from the propensity to criticize others. Krishna could defeat Kaliya, but we can't do that thing. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada, he once told the GBC, our favorite statement from Srila Prabhupada, he said that this chanting should go on. Instead of meetings, resolutions, dissolutions, revolutions, and no solutions, there should be chanting. This is the process to drive out Kali. This is a process to drive to defeat Kaliya. If we try to do it on our own, we'll be destroyed. So Balaram holds back the devotees, just as a guru holds back the devotees and says, anyway, you tolerate when someone criticizes you. And don't hear if someone criticizes another Vaishnava. This is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the fourth canto. Very important verse which Jiva Goswami quotes in Bhakti Sandarva. Jiva Goswami says, Vaishnava ninda shravane pidosha uktaha. And he quotes this verse, Nindam bhagavata shrinvan tat parasya janashyava tato na paitiyaso pi yatrida sukritat chuta. And then Jiva Goswami gives a further commentary on this. He says, Tato pagamas chasamartasya eva samartenato nindakavija chatavya tatrapya samartena soprana parityago api kartavya. Jiva Goswami quotes this verse in the Bhagavatam, describing that someone who hears some criticism of the devotees of the Lord, which is Kaliya's business. Kali has come there, and by his poison, he's killing the Brijbasis. He's destroying Braj. He killed the cowherd boys. He killed the cows. And the Bhagavatam says, if someone doesn't leave such a place where the devotees are blasphemed, but continues to hear that blasphemy, then they're guilty of a great sin. And they'll be deprived. They'll lose. Yatyada sukrita achuta. You'll lose all your sukriti, all your pious benefits. Once I asked my spiritual master about this topic, I said, Guru Maharaj, it said that there's different ways to deal with Vaishnava aparad. You can cut out the person's tongue, but we don't do that in this day and age for obvious reasons. We can commit suicide, but that's also not a very preferred way to deal with it. We can leave the place, or we can defeat the person. Now, usually we like to try to defeat the person. I said, but sometimes we're defeating someone. Just like Hridayananda Maharaj, I remember in one lecture, he said that it's like you're having an argument with someone, and you're defeating him, and the other person says, no, you didn't. Yes, I defeated you. No, you didn't. So then the person takes a hammer out of his pocket and hits the other fellow on the head and said, I hit you on the head with a hammer. And the other person said, no, you didn't. So there's, maybe you've had experience like this sometimes. There's some people who won't accept defeat, even though they're completely defeated. But they're just very much in a mode of ignorance. There's three types of discussions Jiva Goswami describes, vada, jalpa, and vitanda, in the modes of goodness, passion, and ignorance. We want to have vada discussions, which are characterized that we just want to know the truth. And if we're wrong, no problem. I just want to know what the truth is. A jalpa discussion, you may have been in one or two of these, is where one or both participants just want to be heard. And they don't care what the other person is saying. A vitanda discussion is in a mode of ignorance. And one or both participants don't care what the truth is. They just want to win. And they'll say any damn thing to win their argument. So I told my Guru Maharaj, I said, so sometimes we defeat someone, but they don't accept that. So what does it mean, I said, when it says that we can defeat them? And I very much liked his answer. He said that defeating them means that you make them mum. that they can't say anything else. Otherwise, you have to leave that place. And so Kaliya was so powerful, he was so poisonous, the Brijvasis couldn't defeat him. And Balaram held them back from trying to engage in some fighting with him. The same point is made by the Bengali poet Sanatan Das in his very beautiful Guru Vandana prayers, which we printed, I think, in our 18th issue of our Krishna Kathamrita Bindu magazine. I'll sing a line or two of this. Very nice line. Guru Mata Guru Pita Guru Hanapati Guru Bina E Sansari Nahi Aragati Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Bolo. He says that our guru is our mother, our father, our Lord and Master. Without guru, there's no other hope in this material world. Guru ke manusha gyan na koro kakan. Guru ninda kabu karni na koro shravan. Bolo. Hare Krishna. He says that for not even for one moment should you consider your guru to be an ordinary person. Or what some people may say, well, what if he is an ordinary person? Well, how can you tell? But all that you know is he gave me this mantra. He gave me Krishna. He gave me everything. We should think like that. And Guru Ninda Kabu Karni Nakoro Shravan, don't hear any criticism of your guru. Guru Nindu Kera Mukha Kabu Naheribe Jata Hoya Guru Ninda Tata Najaibe. Hare Krishna. He says, you shouldn't even look at the face of someone who criticizes your guru. And don't go to that place where criticism of guru is indulged in. Guru Ravi Kriya Jari Deka Hakakan Tatapi Avagya Nahi Koro Kadachan. Hare Krishna. What if your guru has some fault? Sanatan Das is a very nice thing. Very bewildering thing for some people. He says, Gurura Vikriya Jadi. Jadi means if. Gurura Vikriya, if you see him doing some forbidden thing. Gurura Vikriya Jadi, Dekaha Kakan. Don't see it. Well, if we say this, some people become very, very upset. Tatapi avagya nahi koro karajan. Never disregard your guru. How do we understand this, especially in light of the history, the unfortunate history we've had sometimes in our movement? Well, to answer that, we might offer a simple definition of guru. Guru is a very difficult thing to understand because guru is Krishna's representative. We were speaking about this yesterday to one devotee. And just as Krishna's crooked, so also guru is crooked. Krishna comes as guru in different ways, sometimes in very surprising ways. He appeared to Bilvamangala Thakur in the form of Chintamani, a prostitute. He appeared to the Avadhuta Brahman in so many different ways. So then what is guru? I would offer that a simple definition of guru is Krishna's messenger whom you have faith in. That's guru. You accept, you have some faith that this person is speaking on behalf of Krishna. And by that you can make benefit, even if their guru fell down. In our society we had some unfortunate incidents where some devotees went away who had the position of guru. But although they had some problems, they were telling people to chant Hare Krishna, they were telling people to read Srimad Bhagavatam, to worship Srila Prabhupada. And if people were to follow those things, they would certainly get a good result. Jiva Goswami in Bhakti Sandarbha, he says, what if someone takes initiation from someone, considering them to be a pure devotee and Krishna's representative, But then after some time they lose their faith, what should they do? And Jiva Goswami, he doesn't say that they should take mantra initiation again, because that mantra is Krishna. How can I reject Krishna? He says that they should search out some other Vaishnava who's at least an Uttama Adhikari, which you don't know who's an Uttama Adhikari, but at least you have the understanding. And in this verse from Upadeshamrita, which we cited, you don't know who's an Uttama Adhikari. I can trick you. You can come and sit down and have a conversation with me for 10, 15 minutes and walk away and say, see, he didn't criticize anyone. He must be an Uttama Adhikari. And he knows so many things about devotional service. He's very expert. So he must be a very elevated devotee. So this verse is not actually indicating something internal. It's indicating something external. We can't see the internal thing. All we can see is something external. And we have to follow our heart. So if we see someone who doesn't criticize others, that person we want to associate with, that person we want to hear from, that person is guru, and that person tells us, like Balaram told the Brijbasis, don't enter into this Kali Arada. Stay away from it. If you want to reside in Vrindavan, stay away from that thing. Take shelter of Krishna. And then Balaram, seeing the one-pointed nature of the Brijbasis, they were only going to take shelter of Krishna. Then he called out to Krishna, hey Krishna, you have to save them. And the Bhagavatam says that when Krishna saw their one-pointed nature, it was at that time he gave up his bondage in Kaliya's coils. And then it says, very interesting thing, that Krishna freed himself and he began circling around Kaliya. And it said in particular that when Kaliya would go this way, then Krishna would go the opposite way. And by his circling, Kaliya became exhausted. We would suggest that there's a particular way you can see this. Krishna is none different from his holy name. And by taking shelter of Krishna's holy name, if we avoid that criticism, if we go the opposite direction and just make a circle, so to speak, of that criticism, then those critics eventually become tired and they run out of things to say. In one purport in the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he describes that, here it is. He says, if one refuses to enter into enmity with envious men, they'll automatically leave him alone. This is a secret for bhajan. This is a secret for Braj Bhajan, one sadhu told me once. Mahaprabhu has given us a secret in the Trinada Pisanichina verse. We should be amani na manadena. Give everyone all respect and don't demand any respect for ourselves. And then those envious people will leave you alone. Because if you're just taking shelter of Krishna Nam, they don't care. It's not a very big thing. And therefore Prabhupada says, this chanting should go on instead of meetings, resolutions, dissolutions, revolutions, and no solutions. There should be chanting. This is the Hare Krishna movement. This is a solution to all of our problems. This is a solution to Kaliya. So the Bhagavatam says that Krishna was going the opposite direction. This brings to mind several verses from Vedic literatures, two of which are in Mahabharata. I'll read to you. Vidura tells Dhritarashtra in the Udyoga Parva, chapter 34. Akrosha parivara bhyam vihinsatanu buddha buddhan vakta papamapara take shamamana vimuchate. An ignorant person tries to hurt someone else by their malice and criticism, like Kaliya. And they enter into the society of devotees. They enter our little Vrindavan villages and they try to hurt us. But a wise person goes the other direction. And he forgives that person. He forgives that critic. And the Mahabharata says that by forgiving that critic, then you become free from all your bad karma. Therefore, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's statement is certainly a fact that the critics are our best friends. Because if we can forgive them, kshamamana vimuchate, then you become free. By forgiving that person, you become free from your own sinful reactions. This is confirmed a few chapters later, again in the Udyoga Parva. Atri Muni tells the sadhyas, akrushamanu nakroshen manyo eva vitikshataha akrushtaram nidahati sukritam chashivindati. That if someone criticizes you, don't criticize them back. Rather, you should tolerate it. And if you tolerate that thing, then something else happens. All the critic's good karma, all of his sukriti that he has, comes to you. So really, the critics are our best friend. The Brihannaradiya Purana says a similar thing. Papinam papagananam yakoroti naradama stitve tulya papisham mityatve dvigunambaret. A fault finder, actually the word used is papagananam. Papagananam means someone who's going around with a notebook and a pen, and they're writing down, did you see what she did? All the bad, my God, all the bad things that everyone did. Such a person is a servant of who? They're a servant of Chitragupta. Chitragupta, he's Yamaraj's scribe who goes around and writes down everybody's bad qualities. So if you do like that, you're a servant of Yamaraj. We're not servants of Yamaraj. Adosha darasi mora Prabhu Nityananda. We're servants of Lord Nityananda. And who is he? He doesn't see any fault. He's the high court judge in our court. And he doesn't see fault. So if we want the mercy of Lord Nityananda, if we want to be a follower of Nityananda, don't be a papagananam, someone who's recording all the faults of others. It's not our business. There's already someone taking care of that. Chitragupta is doing a very good job. So the Narada Purana says that papinam babaganam, such a fault finder who counts the sins of the sinner, he's naradaman. He's the lowest of men. If the sins are true, the faults that he sees in someone else, if they're true, then the person who's counting them will share equally in the sin. And if they're not true, then you get double the reaction that that person would have gotten for that particular sin. So if you want to know a first class, very fast way to destroy your bhajan, find fault with others, criticize others. We have to give this thing up. Therefore, Sridhar Swami, in his Bhavartha Deepika commentary in the Bhagavatam, he says, Nindanam dosha kirtanam. What is ninda? We've heard we shouldn't do sadhu ninda. Satam, that this sadhu ninda is described as mahaparad, or the great offense. Of all the different offenses, only this one is described as a mahaparad. What is that? He says, nindanam dosha kirtanam. Here's a very simple definition. Ninda means dosha kirtanam, doing kirtan, speaking about someone else's faults. It's not our business. That's the business of Krishna. That's the business of Balaram. That's the business of Guru. Guru is Karnadara. He grabs the ear of the disciple and chastises him. And his qualification is that by that chastisement, the disciple becomes purified. Srila Prabhupada sometimes would become so furious, the devotees would become terrified. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was so heavy sometimes that people, when having debates with him, they'd involuntarily have bowel movements. When they were arguing with him, he was so heavy, so frightening. But just as they became purged of their unwanted substances, they also became purged of some of their sin. So Guru can do that. We should not imitate Guru. We should not imitate Krishna. That's Mayavad. And Guru is a manifestation of Krishna. That's his job, to find fault. Thank God, I don't have to do that. It's a very thankless task. So Krishna was circling around Kaliya in an opposite direction. And by doing that, Kaliya lost all of his strength. Krishna. So we'll stop there. Maybe we have time for one question, something someone has. Mother Irmala. When Prabhupada was very angry, the devotees didn't say anything?
Yeah.
Oh, if the devotees didn't say anything, they saw something wrong. Yes, that's the famous example. I don't know if everybody can hear this or not. She's pointing out an episode which happened early in our movement. There was some devotees who were offering chicken and eggs, they say, to the deities. And Srila Prabhupada became very angry, not just with those devotees who did that, but because that person was a leader, was a managing devotee. Prabhupada also became furious with the followers. Jayadvaita Maharaj was there at that time. He told us Prabhupada was also angry with some of the devotees who left. Some devotees, they found out about this and they became disgusted and they left because they couldn't tolerate seeing that thing happen. And then when Prabhupada visited that temple, they came back again and Prabhupada chastised them for leaving, and he also chastised the devotees who stayed. He chastised everyone. Chastised those devotees who stayed for not doing something about it, for not chastising that person. So she's pointing out, how do we understand this in light of my comments? And my comments is, by the way, coming from my Guru Maharaj, he said that chastisement is a right of the guru. It's not our right. So Prabhupada said like this, so how do we understand this in that context? I would suggest that Srila Prabhupada wants all of his disciples to be guru, at least in the sense that we should chastise nonsense when we see it. And if we see something to this extent, then we have to say something. We have some obligation to do something. Of course, then the question comes, how much should we do? How far do we have to go? Well, that's a time, place, and circumstance thing. We should do the best that we can. And then if we can't do any further, then we can just say, okay, Krishna, I'm going to chant and take shelter of you. Now it's up to you. I've done everything that I can. But really, it's up to you to deal with this thing. So if we see some nonsense activity going on like that and we don't say something, we get a reaction for that. The Mahabharata also describes that. We'll get some sinful reaction for not doing anything because we're the representative of our guru. And being disciples of Srila Prabhupada, grand disciples of Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada wouldn't tolerate that. So on Prabhupada's behalf, we may say that. But inside myself, I may think, I don't have qualification to say this. Prabhupada has qualification. But I have to say this. I'm going to have to try to be a pipe for Srila Prabhupada. That's my humble understanding.
Can you see that like the old man who went to?
Like the old man who went to? About Kaṃsa.
Oh, no, Kaliya. You said that about was Kaliya. The old man mm-hmm. who went back to the village to tell everyone.
Right, so he was inspired by Krishna in the heart. So we may also be inspired like that by Guru in the heart. But then we're thinking, this is not me. It's Gurudev. Mataji? Very good point. Jiva Goswami addresses this in Bhakti Sandarbha. She's saying, if you couldn't hear her, that to do this thing, we have to be very much in the mood of being the servant of Prabhupada, being the servant of our Guru. Jiva Goswami in Bhakti Sandarbha, he quotes Brahmavivarta Purana, and he raises a very interesting question. He says, why is it that some people are attracted to bogus literatures, bogus philosophy, and bogus teachers? He says it's because of sin in the heart. So we may want to listen to our heart. We may want to hear the voice of our guru in our heart. But if we haven't done the work of Chaito Darpana Marjanam, then we may very well hear the voice of Maya. So we have to purify that heart and become, as she's saying, a sincere follower of our spiritual master. So we have to stop there. We're a little bit late. Thank you very much. We'd like to make two short announcements. If anybody would like, tomorrow I think we're going to put a piece of paper up outside, and if you'd like to subscribe to our Krishna Katamrita Bindu email magazine, comes every Ekadasi. We have over 5,000 subscribers. We've been doing it for over 10 years, and it's practically every issue has new translations and stories and very wonderful things from Prabhupada and our previous acharyas. You can subscribe for free by putting your email address and name there. Second announcement. January 25th to the 31st, we have a retreat in Jagannath Puri with His Holiness Dhanadhar Maharaj, and I think this year Gunagrahi Maharaj is also coming, and a number of senior devotees. And we'll be taking devotees around in Puri. It's a kind of retreat, something like this, only not as well organized. We don't have the same devotees there you have here. And if you'd like to take part in that, Krishna Kund, you stand up. You could speak to Krishna Kund, our good wife here, and make some appointment. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhaktavinda ki, Gopremanandi, Hari Hari Bo, Vancha Kopaladubhisha, Kripa Sindhu Bhivacha, Patitanam Pavanebhya, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha.